All right. Thank you for joining us for This Podcast Has a Table, our second episode now. I would like to go ahead and introduce Tad and Jacob again, and we're going to talk about sports and the ACC and what's going on right now.
And SEC.
And the SEC, yeah.
For clarification, Dakota is going to be our moderator today. We're going to debate college football playoff, and he is probably the best impartial judge for this because he does not give a single shit about what happens.
All this is alien to me, and I could really care at none at all, actually. none at all. So that's the change-up for today.
Good. Perfect moderator for this.
Hit me with all your BS.
Jacob, I'll let you go first. give me a little intro about where your bias is and where you stand on the college playoff as it looks today.
Man, okay. But honestly, my biggest problem is just Alabama getting in over, honestly, the three other teams that could have got in. I get the argument of South Carolina, but Alabama did not deserve it over Miami or Ole Miss.
So why is that? Why do you feel like they're so much more deserving?
Well, if you just go by record, we're 10-2. Miami's 10-2.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Alabama's 9-3. Ole Miss and South Carolina are both 9-3.
That's an advantage there. So they got in and you didn't, right?
Yes.
Is that what the anger is from you?
So we didn't deserve to get in. Miami didn't deserve to get in, but Alabama didn't deserve to get in. I believe more. So
okay. So you still feel more deserving in that spot?
Yes, 100%.
And obviously you feel separately.
Well, there's the thing. So you bring up records. It's interesting. I was looking up the FCS standings. Montana State is 12-0. Do they deserve to get in because they have a better record?
Are they a Power 5 conference?
Do they have a better record?
Are they in a Power
5
conference?
It's just weird that we would bring up record whenever it doesn't matter. It's about quality of teams, would you not say?
Okay, yeah. So let's list records of Power 5 conference schools. So before we...
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into
what about strength of schedule? What's Miami's strength of schedule?
It's like 45, I think. 40, like that.
What's Alabama's?
It's probably like 11 or something.
It's probably like 11. So top 15. So they're playing tougher teams generally through the year.
Tougher teams compared to preseason rankings, which have like 7 ACC teams ranked in the preseason. So
you don't think they account for as the season goes?
They do. I'm just saying those preseason rankings matter. Are you arguing that the preseason rankings don't matter?
Okay. I'll back you up.
So strength of schedule is started on that. Information.
I'll back you up a little bit.
Okay.
Because me and producer Taylor talked about this. Preseason rankings are kind of bullshit.
No, they are bullshit.
they're bullshit.
They're 100% bullshit.
I don't think you should have rankings until
I agree.
Week 3. But let's be honest. That doesn't drive.
Six? Yeah.
Oh, I want to know more about that. Okay.
Wait, what now? What do you want to know more about?
Keep saying what you're saying.
No. So preseason rankings is just what committees and the press will think that these teams look like based off players that have either graduated, are going to the pros, what they're losing and what they're gaining, pretty much. So they start to make predictions of this. But the only reason they do this is because, I mean, college football is what any football or any sport is. It's entertainment. So therefore, you got to drive clicks and you got to drive viewership, and this is what gets the people talking, is you get the preseason talking, and then that way we can start trying to make matches that sound more exciting, that gets
more
viewers.
So you think 3 weeks is a good enough time? Because he said 6 weeks.
No, I think 3 weeks you can start to evaluate. You can start to have more of the discussion they try to have in the preseason at week 3, because at least you get to see the teams play.
Well, what do you think they need to prove within 2 extra weeks, or I'm sorry, double the weeks there?
I mean, you're going to have a lot of teams that are 3-0 after 3 weeks.
But they're going to do that anyway. You're going to have rankings. Whether you started at week 3 or whatever, at least at week 3, they've played like 3 games. You can kind of see how the teams are starting to kind of show chemistry and things like that.
You don't agree with that at all. So, no 6 weeks.
I like the hype better with a 3 week. Because you can at least see
thing
some
there. I
little turnaround. Yeah. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. But the playoff committee doesn't come out with their stuff. You don't start getting college football playoff rankings till what, like week 7 or week 8?
Yeah, but what do they go off of when they say strength of schedule and stuff? And some of those preseason rankings.
Usually AP.
Okay,
it's
and preseason
AP
rankings
and
matter.
And coaches poll. Coaches are also insightful about what teams they've played and what teams they think play them well. And they also have rankings that are very similar to the press.
Okay, I'm not arguing with
Rand. I'm just saying. So an earlier press poll, maybe a little bit later, like week 3 would be fine. And then you get what the playoff does now, the committee. They don't do theirs till much later anyway.
Yeah, and what do they go off of when they do like strength of schedule and stuff? Those preseason rankings matter. That's why I'm telling you.
But they do it based off current. But well, okay, like Florida State, for example.
Are you saying they shouldn't matter?
I'm saying they shouldn't matter as much. No, preseason. It should.
You're saying they're too weighted.
Yes.
They have too much pull. In
the I don't think they're as weighted as you're giving them credit for later in the season. And Florida State's a good example of that. No one would consider Florida State a good win based off preseason rankings. Florida State won, what, one or two games this year?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but these preseason rankings are going to vault Alabama, Ole Miss, these 9-3 SEC teams, to look better than a 10-2 Miami team just because of the wins they have over other SEC teams that were ranked ahead of them to begin with the season.
I'll give you my main argument. So he brings up a 10-2 Miami team over a 9-3 Alabama team. As I say, well, we're ranked. We can't help our schedule. Why are we being punished for this? I'll tell you why they're being punished for it. And this is what I base my standard off of, and I think I've told you this before.
Well, it is a competition.
It is a competition.
Somebody's going to win.
And I'll tell you how the competition can be fared out. If these teams were to play 10 times, who would win more than 5 of those games? And I think 9 out of 10 of people would agree it would be Alabama.
I don't agree at all.
Not 100% to the Alabama.
I guess you didn't watch the Oklahoma game. You probably didn't watch
that
game.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Okay, that's weird.
I
did.
I also watched the Miami-Syracuse game.
Yeah, that we lost by 4 points. So
after what was your lead in that game?
Yeah, 21 points.
21 points.
Probably wouldn't do that to Alabama, right?
You're up 21 points to an 8-3 ACC school, and then you let them.
Would they finish?
Oh,
9-3. Okay, 9-3. They're 9-3.
Okay. ACC still. I still stand by that if you put an SEC team in the ACC, such as Tennessee or any of these other teams, they would score 10 more points a game against an ACC defense.
So you're saying that every time, and he's saying not. He's saying that.
I'm saying a majority of wins, if you were to put Bama against Miami, Bama wins that game at least 6 out of 10 times.
No, they don't.
100%.
All right, so that's the whole debate.
That's the debate that's right there. But I'll give even more.
Why do you think that?
I'll give you a basic argument too. You can just compare SEC records to the fucking I'll stop swearing for right now. We'll bring up swearing later. To the ACC. How many more games did the SEC win over ACC schools? Even your better schools. Our fifth or sixth best team beat your other team that's in the ACC title game. South Carolina. They're not even one of the best schools. They're 5 or 6. That's your second best team.
Okay. So South Carolina was one of the teams debated to get into that last spot in the playoffs. Didn't get
in.
Alabama got it.
Why did Bama get it? Because they beat South Carolina.
They did beat South Carolina.
There you go.
Okay. Clemson.
Simple.
Clemson's been like number 4 in the ACC like all year. So that's why they're not the best ACC school. Like that's what I'm telling you.
You're right. They're right now the second best. But what if they win at all? Are they not obviously the best ACC school?
I mean, we lost to Syracuse, so I guess we shouldn't have lost to Syracuse, but
you shouldn't have. Was this an away game for South Carolina?
I don't know where they played. Honestly, I don't know.
I was going to see
where
they
played. It was a close game.
I think it was at Clemson.
It was a close game though.
No, it was close. Listen, and your best argument, to be fair, was the Georgia Tech Georgia game. But again, The result is what matters. And the result for SEC versus ACC this year has been what? SEC on top still every time.
Okay, I mean, if you're going to use that argument, how do we demolish Florida? Miami demolished Florida.
That's your
41-17? I think that's what the score was, 41-17?
First game of the year.
Okay, yeah, and we demolished
early
an SEC team
versus later season.
That was supposed to
overall
be a good SEC
overall
team.
I'm just saying, if you compare bare bones to bare bones, SEC still comes out ahead.
How did Tennessee play Florida? Was it pretty close?
It's always close. It's a rivalry game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all are pretty good in the playoffs, right? Tennessee, obviously you're a Tennessee fan, so y'all are pretty good in the playoffs.
We are. We're in the playoffs.
And struggled with Florida. And Miami demolished Florida. Okay, that's weird. Okay,
first game of the year.
Another game, Miami played USF. We demolished USF. It took Alabama until the fourth quarter to get up on USF. I just some examples there for you.
That's very interesting.
They all Alabama.
I believe
you
beat Virginia Tech by it looks like
four
points. It looks like who did Virginia Tech lose to? About the same time, just a couple games before.
Yeah, barely lost to Vandy.
Vandy.
Vandy also beat Alabama.
That's interesting.
Vandy also beat Alabama, so that's interesting.
Yeah, and then we demolished Vandy.
They about beat Texas, your SEC team that's going to the conference championship.
I still stand by my argument that if it was 10 games, Alabama beat you all over 5+10 games.
All right.
Let us know in the comments what you think.
Absolutely.
I still want to know your argument for that.
My argument is very simple, that Alabama as an overall team compared to your all's god-awful defense would beat you all more than 5 games out of 10.
All right, Tad.
Yeah.
Let him say it.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it.
What?
His okay, so in opposition to what he just said, tell him why he's wrong. I want to hear it. Why do you think
give me a strong argument for the ACC. We'll go more into the conference stuff like this because there's some of it I agree with you on. But as far as the difference between the ACC and the SEC, the SEC is still at least a half tier to a tier above the ACC in talent.
Don't agree at all.
100%.
How many people you think is going to agree with you versus him? What do you think it's weighted for out there?
Oh, definitely SEC.
Mm-hmm.
More SEC fans in the world than
that's also true. We have more pool.
Yeah,
I just think records should matter, and I think losing to a team.
Hey, listen, man.
I didn't get to talk to that. That's weird.
I think records.
Go ahead.
Should.
Go ahead.
Hey, he's right about that.
I think records should matter. I think losing to two teams on the road by a combined 9 points is not worse than losing to a bad Oklahoma team by 21 points. So and losing two other games on top of that. So that's
records should matter. Montana State should be in the college playoff. They went undefeated this year.
Did they? In the Power 5 conference? In a Power 5 conference?
Oh, no, just records matter, dude.
Okay, so
records matter. Nothing else matters.
So if Tusculum goes undefeated, they should get in, right?
I can't. Pour into your argument, yeah.
I just told you Power 5 conferences.
You said records matter, dude.
In Power 5 conferences,
okay,
yes.
So if Boise State loses, they should get in over you guys. Two-loss team, they made it to their conference championship, Power 5.
Maybe. They got an argument.
Do they have a better room than Miami?
I don't think so. No.
There you go.
I don't think so.
So you don't even believe your own argument.
I do. I'm just saying they have an argument. I think Miami's
Boise State's only loss has been to the top number one team in the country, and it was only by like 3 points.
So they drop one
game by UNLV to 3 points. I would put them in over Miami by that logic.
I have an argument. I'd put them in over Alabama. So for sure, 100%.
By your logic, I'd agree with you.
Not by yours?
No, my logic is that if they were to play Alabama 10 times the same as Miami, they would lose at least more than 5 of those games.
If Alabama played like they did against Oklahoma, Alabama
That's fine. They can play like they did against Oklahoma 4 times, but they're not going to do it out of 10 times.
Was this the last loss? Was Oklahoma the last loss?
No, it was their last loss. Okay. They won their final game. But they've also beat quality teams. They've also beat a very good Georgia team who I'll go ahead and this will probably be out by the time that game's over because it's this weekend. I think Georgia will still beat Texas again. Georgia's one of those teams that they will just weirdly show up when they're like, oh, we need to play.
Yeah, let's talk about Georgia. So Georgia Tech, an ACC team, took Georgia to 8 overtimes in Athens at Georgia.
I've seen that. Where was I at? Was I here for that?
You were here for that. Yeah. No, you were here before. You didn't stay for the last part of it, though.
Yeah, I was like, how do I remember that?
So Dakota, the SEC is so much better, right? So a mid-ACC team, 7-5 Georgia Tech, the mid-ACC, they took Georgia, probably arguably one of the best SEC teams, to 8 overtimes at Georgia.
And they were an ACC team, right?
ACC. And it was at Georgia. If it was at Georgia Tech, you give them 3 points, Georgia Tech wins that game. So that's, you know.
Point number one, they lost. Results matter. Point number
two. If officiating was watching the game, they would have won. So
point number two. Rivalry game. All rivalry teams get up for a rivalry game. I know that sounds maybe foreign to someone that doesn't.
It is. I don't know. That makes a lot of logical sense in those areas, though.
But the point is that most rivalry teams, you can have a bad rivalry team, but a big rivalry, they usually will play them close. Happens just about every year. You can even take some of the bad Tennessee years with Alabama, and we're only losing by maybe a touchdown, 3 points sometimes. And that's been years that Alabama's won the whole title.
So close.
And Tennessee has been horrible and not even made a bowl game.
I know. They're just so close to everything they need to do, but they just can't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same with Miami. So close, but can't make the playoffs.
Losing 2 games on the road by a combined 9 points is not worse than losing to Oklahoma by 21.
It is pretty bad.
Two good ACC teams.
A 21-point lead, and you are supposed to be a playoff team.
And you lose by 21 to a 6-6 Oklahoma team. How are you a playoff team? I'll use that same argument, buddy. Like,
are you going to rip off the team?
Yeah. No. Do I look like a Bama fan?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, too. I told you where my argument lies.
I can wear a sports shirt, too, man.
We didn't lose by 21.
The argument lies simply.
We didn't lose by 21. So I don't know why you keep bringing up 21. We lost by four.
I'm telling you, you put any ACC team in the SEC team, again, going by the same logic I'm trying to lay out here, each one of those teams have at least an extra one or two losses, too. Miami would have had a 3-4 loss team if they're in the SEC team this year.
Okay,
so I know you don't believe that. So
I don't think so. One question then. That's so true.
And I think Syracuse would be a lot of SEC true, teams, dude. Which is crazy.
That's fine. They'd probably be like 9-10.
Let's get some information. Probably be like, what? I need to know something.
Like 9 or 10 in the SEC.
They might win 9 games in the SEC.
South Carolina's not winning no 9 games in the SEC. They won 9 games in the ACC, brother. They'd probably win maybe
Syracuse.
7
I'm
in the
about
SEC.
About to unplug you, both.
Syracuse.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so last year, who was where? Where were they at? Need to know that.
All right.
Is this the same
no,
team?
Let me,
who was changed out?
Let me give you a rundown of the last, why this, and I get why his frustration is the way it is as a Miami fan and as an ACC fan. The last... what, 14 years? The dominance has been the SEC.
It's been, yeah, it's been dominance. It's not dominance. The same as it's been the last 2 or 3 years. So that's why I'm
going to pull up a history record for you. Jacob, if you want
to
make
are
your
you
argument,
to kill
you go
his
right
hope?
Ahead.
Is that what it is?
I'm trying to bury it. Bury it with Miami football where it is right now in terms of playoffs.
Listen, dude, they're below the sea level, so it doesn't take much.
They have drowned.
My point is, listen. Your anger should not be with the playoff committee, and you know it. Your anger should be with Miami football giving up a 21-point lead. You can't do that.
Well, this is why I like the 12-team playoffs is because yes, you have to. It's not just all about the committee. Like you have chances to like you know if we didn't lose to Syracuse, we did it to ourselves. We put the hands of our. You know, end of the season in the playoff committee's hands.
Like, you did. That's what I'm saying. But, you can't leave it up to that chance. Okay. I'm going to read you this, Dakota.
One more question, before we get into that. Mm-hmm. So, the point spread for everything, does the point total equal more for Georgia versus Florida over the whole thing?
The quality wins equal more for Georgia.
What do you mean? For what? Say, okay, what do you mean?
Strength of schedule, just wins they have. They over have it what? Over probably better teams.
Like, score
and
point.
What most people would consider.
And everything.
I know, too. What are you so talking
like,
about?
He's talking about quality. He's saying, like, point spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point spread. Okay. No, now listen. Now, point spread's not in your all's favor. You all have close games every game because your defense sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. But I, and there it is. As a Tennessee
we haven't lost by more than, like, 5 points to a team,
listen,
though.
Listen, I'll meet you halfway here. I'm not going to argue point spread from a Tennessee fan. We don't win by a lot of points. Our defense gets it done. Our offense struggles, and then we somehow manage to win the game. Point is, we win the game.
Yeah, we really didn't beat a team bad, other than the only SEC team we played this year, and we killed them. So that's weird, isn't it?
In the first game of the season.
Hey, so
but preseason rankings.
Dakota.
What does
Dakota.
It matter?
Okay. It shouldn't matter. Dakota.
Let's hear Jacob here.
Okay. All right. So we beat a Florida team, killed a Florida team that beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss beat Alabama. Mm. So I don't understand. How does this make any sense? Help us make sense.
That's what we're going to get to eventually here. We're going to have some sense. Somebody's not going to be happy tonight.
Oh, it's Miami. They're not in the playoffs. They're already
unhappy. Yeah, we're already
no,
unhappy.
It's going to be somebody at this table.
We're already unhappy.
His best claim to a win is a 7-5 Florida team. They're ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good job. You beat the 11th best team in the SEC, dude.
And
is that your best quality 12, win?
Out of 12, how, right? There's 12
out of 16.
Of them? 16? Okay.
How close was that game with y'all?
Did we win?
Yeah, Billy
don't
Napier
matter.
Wasn't the coach. You
don't
wouldn't
matter.
Have won that
we
game.
Won.
You wouldn't have won that game.
Dub.
Bro. That's a
dub, bro. Doesn't matter, dub.
We beat them by almost 20, they beat them by 3 or whatever
let me,
it was.
Okay. So Dakota, let me set the precedent.
The same
for you
team. That's just
well,
comparable
need,
to
I
the
need
same
groundwork
team.
Here.
All right, let me give you the groundwork for why this SEC
let me see this
SEC tier thing so you can confirm this. So as you'll see, these are the last championships over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the last few years not this year. Okay.
I'm laying groundwork.
He's allowing me to see what's going on.
Yeah, so this is why the SEC is considered probably the best conference in the
country.
When did I argue that?
Actually, this is true. He didn't have that part of the argument.
He is making the argument. He's saying that the ACC is just as good as the SEC. I'm telling you why the SEC has a better precedent to claim as a better conference than him. There's a history
well,
to
I'm,
it, too.
I'm telling
you, the margins is so much smaller
it.
Than it used to be. I'm telling you, if you want to look at history, yes, the SEC has been better. The margins
can I just
so
read
much
it,
smaller.
For fun?
You can.
Okay, I'm going to read it for fun. All right, this is over...
Have your hands up here. And
okay.
Not under the table.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go all the way back to...
Here's where we can see them.
Go all the way back to 2003. That's over 21 years.
Okay. And I won't argue with any of this, so go ahead.
This is over two decades.
Okay. So you're not going to argue anything?
Not any of this.
2003, LSU SEC team. 2004 Southern Cal Pac-12 team. 2005 Texas Big 12 team. 2006 Florida SEC team. 2007 LSU SEC team. 2008 Florida SEC team. 2009 Alabama SEC team. 2010 Auburn SEC team. 2011 Alabama SEC team. 2012 Alabama SEC team. 2013 Florida State ACC team. 2014 Ohio State Big 12 team. 2015 SEC team. 2016 Clemson ACC team. 2017 another SEC team. Alabama. 2018 Clemson
ACC team.
2019 LSU SEC team. 2020 SEC team. 2021 Georgia SEC team. 2022 SEC team. 2023 Michigan Big Ten team.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question too, and you know it might.
That's a big precedent.
That is. So
it's a couple SEC teams.
Let's just say that they gave it away.
It's a lot of the same ones, it's though. Let's be fair. That's the Nick Saban era.
Let's say they made it and everything, and you're not even having this argument. How far do you think they actually get?
They're a good team, man.
That they could actually keep up with anybody else?
It's so crazy. It's the ignorance is crazy. Miami has the best offense in the country.
I'm ignorant.
I know. This guy's shaking his head over here.
It's crazy to have one of the best offenses
against our first game we played an SEC team. That's weird, right?
Like one of the worst defenses in the country.
We put up 41 on the SEC team.
Yeah, dude, and they're putting up freaking 50 on you better ones, dude.
And y'all about lost to
Texas. They probably put up 65 on that trash defense.
That's great. Did Texas play in the SEC? Did Texas play in the SEC last year?
All right, here's my argument.
No. Just answer. Did they play in the SEC?
Did SMU play in the ACC last year?
That's not what I asked you. Huh? Did Texas play in the SEC last year?
No, did SMU play in the ACC last year?
That's not what I asked you. Okay.
That's what I asked you.
I know, but I'm finishing my comment.
Okay, all right. Then you can answer my question.
Okay, you're trying to control the conversation.
Then you can answer my question.
That's what he does.
Hey, you can have your comment. You can have that question in a minute, and you'll get it, okay? But first, we're going to have
the table is yours.
I appreciate it. Okay. So Texas came from another conference, Dakota. I know you're like don't know like a lot of this, but
yeah, Texas, somewhere another land, okay. There's a thing.
They came from another conference. Came to the SEC this year. They have a chance to win the SEC. The first year they're in the SEC. But the SEC is this all big, great conference that no one is good as them. But yeah. They came
holier
from,
than thou.
Yep, but came from another conference.
History
about
proves
to,
it.
About to win that conference. So, like, tell me how the SEC is so much better than everybody else. If a team can just come in and win it first year.
That's a good question because, like,
would you like my rebuttal?
Let me just say this though. So, like, what Jacob said though has to do a lot with a lot of different factors, and it could be in the leadership too.
Oh, I can give you the factors.
Yeah. Let's hear the factors.
All right, first question. Okay, you can answer my question.
Yes, and I will answer actually, honestly, like you won't, but okay.
I'm sorry. Did I say that Texas wasn't in the SEC last year? I believe I said that they weren't. And I'll give you my reasoning behind why they were doing well.
You said you
were
going
to
rebuke any of that.
I know, right? I know.
So, okay. Jacob, was SMU in the ACC last year?
No.
What conference were they in?
They're in the American. And this is the reason all these conferences are a lot closer than what people think.
What does that mean?
It's crazy. So, okay, when's the last time an American conference team has won a national title?
I don't think they've had the opportunity to. Mm. But
why?
Because they don't get as good recruits normally.
And? They don't play as good of teams normally, do they?
Normally, they don't. No.
Crazy. Okay. But do you have an American Conference team that can go over to the
ACC?
Jacob,
I'm trying to root for you. You need to step it up a little bit.
And then they can go over and they can win that conference. It speaks to that conference a little bit. Anyway, I digress. So the Texas argument.
Well, no, for that. No, you just said something. For that, I'm just trying to get.
I'll finish.
You're going on to something else.
No, I'm not. I'm answering your Texas question.
Okay. All right.
I have never said. Never. And I even give this to Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma had a pretty trash year. Still made a bowl game. Texas and Oklahoma have the funding and the means. I always said they could be good in the SEC. And they have the return players from last year. They were in the Final Four of all the teams. They lost to the team that lost the national title. They're probably the third best team last year. So, and they kept their starting quarterback. They kept a lot of players. From that last year's team. So you're transferring.
Starting quarterback got hurt.
How many people fell off?
Huh?
Do you know how many people fell off?
They didn't have a lot. They didn't lose a lot.
Okay.
Based from last year's team.
I want to know a little bit
more.
Lost
a running back to the NFL, didn't they not?
Three, four people?
Texas football. And you know what? I would almost make this argument for Miami if y'all haven't had so many down years the last few years. But I can't right now. Because it's not true. Because their defense is terrible.
But the offense is prolific. Best offense in the matter, country. Dude. Best offense in the country. It doesn't matter
if teams can score more points than Listen, what Jacob is saying is,
they're going to score, but they're going to stab you through the heart.
No, the point is they're going to score against teams that have slightly worse defenses than other teams that would be in the SEC.
How many points, did y'all score against Florida? I just want to look. How many points did you score against Florida?
We scored 23. It doesn't matter.
Okay, we scored 41, but we can't compete with the SEC.
Do you see that flex?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Oh, I see that flex. Okay, I see him still not in the playoffs because they play trash teams.
Y'all might have lost that trash team.
Texas has a recruiting base and the funding to be an SEC school. They always have been. I would never sit here and argue
Miami
that.
Miami doesn't have funding?
What?
Miami doesn't have funding?
No, I just said yeah, that. They do. I said that any other year. Back in the past, maybe. I would throw you all in the SEC. Y'all won national titles and stuff. You won more national titles than us. I'm not going to argue that.
Recently.
I'm arguing with trends here. By 3 years.
Still recently.
By 3 years. Settle down, 2001. I'll settle down, 98. All right. We'll settle down on that. We're talking about overall structure of conference here for this argument.
Okay.
Texas has the same funding levels, if not more, than a lot.
Do what?
I said he's a prick, isn't he?
He's such a fucking prick, dude. I got to be for this argument, though. I'm fucking... It needs it. Texas schedule. Thank you, producer.
Another Tennessee fan. No, there's no bias. This is an unbiased producer. You chill out over here.
We're good. It's allowed. I need to know information.
All right.
Hey, is this a 2-on-1, Dakota?
No.
Okay, then tell him to leave it out of here.
No, I need to know things. This is no.
Dakota just needs information.
I need information.
Now, here's the thing about football. Now, this is what I will concede this to Jacob, so that way he feels a little bit better for losing this argument.
He can win one thing.
That's right. So, the thing I will concede to Jacob is that this year has been very competitive overall compared to other years.
NIL makes it that way.
It does. And honestly, all the NIL haters can suck it.
Football's better.
I love the NIL and all these people that are like, we're losing tradition and all this. You're getting better football.
Football's better.
You're getting better football.
What tradition's being lost?
Okay, so we'll tell you. So at a time in college sports, players didn't get paid for what they did. You have these.
Oh, yes, I know kind of about this. Yeah,
exactly. So these players aren't getting paid. They're selling all these tickets.
I loved when I had child labor.
Exactly. Borderline child labor. 18-year-olds to 22-year-olds.
I love when I took advantage of people.
They're selling tens of thousands to sometimes hundreds of thousands tickets a week, aren't seeing anything from it. They at a time couldn't even receive dinners and things like that.
Couldn't get money to buy pizza from somebody.
And they would get violations thrown on them for doing that. Now the NIL opened up, name, image, likeness. That means these players can sell their name, image, likeness to private companies. It could be sponsorships.
Who's saying this stuff?
NCAA. The NCAA, the organization that controls it.
Oh. Yep.
Now, NIL opens up. So now these players can go and get paid off their name. Yeah. If I'm Nico Iamaleava for, let me try his name again. Nico Iamaleava. It is Iamaleava.
Iamaleava.
Iamaleava. No, you know what? I've heard announcers say it. I still feel like they're wrong.
I'm going to formally apologize to Tad. We're going to...
All right, Tad just lost.
Of course I do.
Okay, let's move on before you dig yourself.
Iamaleava.
For the sake of it, we'll say
Iamaleava. I said it right. It's Iamaleava.
You don't have anything to prove. Move along.
Yeah. Hey, Nico.
Anyway, point is, he got paid $8 million to come to Tennessee. I'm pretty sure is the correct number. And that's off of him selling his name, image, likeness from like sponsorship deals and things like that. So it's not the school directly paying them. They have boosters and they have other sponsors and different companies that will pay them because they also have an interest in keeping that money in Knoxville and all those
billboards now at that point.
Pretty much. But the point is, they get paid for what they do now. Now, what this does is this opens up other teams to be able to recruit these players because if I'm a backup quarterback at Tennessee, I may still be a good quarterback, but I'm not getting playing time over this guy that's a little bit better than me. That's okay. I can go to another school and transfer, and now I can go over to Oklahoma State or somewhere and still be possibly a recruit to get to the NFL and be just as good of a quarterback in that conference.
See, I'll tell you, I don't agree with how the transfer portal is worked.
They should do contracts.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So,
So right now, it's unfettered where it's new, so these players don't have to commit to contracts. So it is hard to keep a team together, which, honestly, though, if you're a good coach, you should be able to keep a team together.
So do people just drop out in the middle of the year?
Money talks,
though.
No, they won't drop out. They'll play through. They won't play their bowl game, which some
bowl games. You can drop out now, though. Like, so, like, people, if you
can play. But they can't transfer midseason.
You can play like three games and then say, hey, I'm out, and you get
Could
your eligibility
you
back
the
for the next year.
You do. You do. So you can play three games, drop out, get your eligibility back. You get an extra year so that next year you can go to a different team and you can show like that you could possibly be a star for that team or be good for that team. The point is that it would probably be more controlled and you could have better player control in terms of building a team if these players had to sign contracts, like one to like
better
4-year contract. Let me talk with my hands.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Here, I'll put them over here.
Better All right, control. Back to Texas schedule.
Okay.
So Texas played in the beginning of the year, their first big win, dominated Michigan, who dominated, not dominated, they beat Ohio State, though, their rivalry team.
Are you talking about Michigan being a good team? Is that what you're just saying?
No, I'm just saying they beat a good team, though.
Michigan's a good team?
I said they beat a good team.
Are you saying Texas beat Michigan and that's a good win?
All right.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm speaking English here. I'm saying their first couple win of the year, their second win, they beat Michigan.
Michigan was not a good team this year.
Oh, they were just as good as Florida, dude.
What was their record? 7-5?
7-5. Who'd they beat last game of the year?
Yeah, Ohio State, the last game. What'd they do other than that?
Okay. There's my point.
Okay. No, that's not a good team. That's not a good team.
Starting there.
Okay. All right. They didn't have
a
good
team.
That wasn't a good win.
Then they beat Georgia.
Okay, that's a good win.
All right. Beat Florida.
Obviously, that's not a good win.
No, according to you, it's a good win. That's
what you were saying.
According to you, it's a good win.
You said it wasn't, though.
No, they lost to Georgia.
Okay.
Sorry, they lost to Georgia.
Yeah.
Because Georgia's a good team.
Correct. Then
beat their ACC team.
Was Florida a good team?
And then beat Texas A&M.
What ACC team? Clemson? Talking about Clemson?
Who? Texas didn't play Clemson.
I know. What did you say? You just said ACC team.
No, I said that then went on to beat you guys. That beat their ACC team. Georgia, who beat Georgia Tech. The ACC. The SEC beat the ACC.
Georgia Tech that took Georgia to 8 overtimes away?
Oh, and what was the final result?
Away?
And what was the final result?
Okay, but it wasn't at home, was it?
Was that an L?
It was at Georgia?
Was that an L?
Okay.
Okay. Do you consider Florida a good win?
No, okay. I don't. Right.
That's all I needed. Sorry, that's my argument. His best argument is that they beat the 11th best SEC team, while every other
my
ACC
best,
team
I just said
gets
I didn't think it
pumped
was a win.
By SEC teams. There you go. Simple as that.
Dakota, we beat Florida by 20 points. They beat Florida by 3. So I just don't even.
It's a larger margin.
Okay, and so like I don't know what else. What other
first
statistic
game of the
can
year.
I go by?
Preseason polls don't matter. Obviously, a bad team.
Yeah, first game of the year.
It can
first
be a bad
pump
team
of the night.
First pump of the night, dude. Sometimes you're not ready. You don't have your team locked in.
Yeah,
it's hard to judge
scared,
by the first. That's why we're saying that preseason
sometimes
polls shouldn't count.
You can't get it up.
Exactly. That's why we're saying like few weeks in it should start to count, right? As far as like rankings, you see that was the argument from earlier.
I don't know if you really
you
go
done?
Into something trying.
You done
it start immediately?
I don't know. Were you listening?
Right, okay.
Did
okay.
you pick up anything useful?
No. Well, that literally, I just said Florida wasn't
hey,
a great
I
win.
Think we picked
I said we beat
That's
Florida.
When you keep pointing.
Arrogance.
We beat Florida more than y'all. How else do you want me to say it? How else do you want me to say it? We beat Florida by more points than Tennessee did. Okay, so like, what else do you want me to say about that? That's all I had to say.
Did the SEC beat more ACC teams?
I mean, maybe.
No,
I'm just saying Miami.
No, there's
I'm just
a
saying,
hard fact out there that they did.
I'm just saying Miami beat the SEC team that we played this year. That's all I was saying. And we beat them by more than Tennessee beat them.
And
so,
then you lost to Georgia Tech. And then lost to Georgia.
And about beat Georgia. Should have beat Georgia.
And then you lost Syracuse.
Yeah, a 9-3 Syracuse
mid.
Team. That's ranked.
Mid.
Ranked.
I want to go Syracuse.
Best passing offense in the country.
Let's see what Syracuse has done this year.
Golly.
Golly! All these passionate
I love,
things
I love
coming
a,
up.
I love you. I love a good golly, right?
Man.
There.
We're all upset about it.
We just got
awesome. Okay.
I love sports, balls and feet. That's my favorite.
It's weird.
Hey man,
it's a weird
I'm just,
football.
I'm
you like
just,
the foot on the balls?
I'm just matching the energy, trying to hang out with the bros. All right,
so all right, by your logic. This is the beginning of the year, too, so these teams are about the same at the beginning of the year. They beat NC State by 7 points.
Who
we
did?
Beat Syracuse.
Okay.
The team you're talking about that you guys lost to. They beat NC State by 7 points, close to about the same margin they beat you guys. We beat NC State by 41 points.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Big win.
Not a good ACC team.
So
they were ranked at the beginning of the season, though, but not a good ACC team.
No. They lost to Stanford.
Stanford?
Oh, they lost to Stanford, dude. What was Stanford's record?
A bunch of nerds? Like, God.
Let's see what Stanford's record was. I'm pretty sure Stanford didn't make a bowl game.
Was it the beginning of the season, too?
It was.
Stanford. Okay.
What's Stanford known for?
What's your point you're trying to make with the beginning of the season?
You said our win wasn't as good because it was at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what
you said. I still stand by that.
Okay, so why are you using that argument?
Because
then?
You're trying to argue it is.
I'm saying we beat them by more than y'all beat them. That's all I said.
I know, and I said the beginning of the season doesn't matter as much
then,
first game
then
of the week.
Don't be hypocritical.
I'm using
your logic. You're the one bringing that argument.
I am, because you're the one using that logic. I'm using your logic by that standard. My standard is simple. 10 games, you put these teams together, these teams win more than 5 games against these teams. All right? You compare the record, SEC versus ACC, points margin, and wins. SEC wins.
Did they play 10 times?
It's that simple.
Did they play 10 times?
I'm saying if they did, they would.
Ifs and buts, man. Right?
That's right. Ifs and buts. Ifs and buts. If Miami was in the playoffs, what a Merry Christmas it would be for you. But that's they fine. Ain't.
I know we ain't.
Even the committee and more than probably 50% of the country, then 50% of the country would agree that Alabama would beat Miami more than 5 times if they played at least 10 games.
So it makes it more real because everybody agrees?
I really don't think so.
I'll put a poll out. We'll put a poll out.
Let's put a poll out.
All right. I want a poll for that one.
I really don't think so.
That's a good poll. So even if it's 90% of the people actually agree to that, that doesn't mean that it's actually a reality.
Listen, Dakota, just go along with this.
I'm telling you. And Alabama had a tough time. They had a tough time with USF, dude, and we killed USF.
They still beat USF by over 20 points.
Another relevant.
We had a tough time against Vanderbilt the first quarter, and then we ended up just controlling the game.
I'm just saying another
relevant. Y'all were up 21 points against the mid-Syracuse team and then blew it.
Say mid when y'all didn't play them.
Mid.
That's all I'm just saying.
I will say mid. Y'all didn't play them, dude. Anyone, again, another poll in the country. Penny, it's an eye test. You don't think eye tests matter?
Did you watch the fucking game?
I did watch the fucking game. I watched y'all blow the fucking lead.
And you tell me they didn't look good?
Your best wide receiver just getting ripped like a bitch.
And you tell me
for a touchdown.
And you're telling me Syracuse didn't look good. They didn't look good at all.
Well, they didn't look good to go down 21 points. But okay. I guess they got a little bit better to fucking come back and beat y'all.
And they looked all right, didn't they?
Huh?
They looked all right,
for
didn't
an ACC
they?
Team, a mid-ACC team, yeah.
That would be probably half the SEC schools. So
yeah, yep. They'd go 6-6.
It'd beat half the SEC schools.
You're right. They'd finish about where Florida was.
That's all right. Still beat half of them.
Mm.
Y'all about loss of Florida. Y'all about loss of Kentucky.
What's the key word he just said there?
About. Sorry.
It's okay. It's true.
It was there.
It's true.
I mean, it's all about margins. That's all I'm saying is the SEC
marginally
is overrated.
Worse, marginally better. That's a
nice... Oh, it's closer this year. I'm not sitting here arguing it's not closer. I'm just saying the SEC still has about a half. It's almost a tier advantage over the ACC schools, and the records and the numbers bear that out.
Miami,
it's simple.
Miami playing the SEC, we'd have about the same records we did in the ACC this year. Yes, sir.
You know what this sounds like to me is just a bunch of hearsay.
Hey, Taylor, will you go into the other room and see if we have any copium left?
We've used it all.
Need some hopium, not copium. Need some hopium.
You need more than hopium to get in at this point. This episode is brought to you by Only Bama Fans, the premier website for keeping it in the family. Whether you're at a tailgate, family reunion, or just feeling lonesome in the holler, we're here to make sure your heart and your family tree stay intertwined. Swipe right for your second cousin twice removed, or message your third cousin who's only been distant in mileage. Because why branch out when you can keep it rolling tight? Only Bama Fans, where the family that plays together stays together. Join today.
Only in select states.
Fees and services may apply. Yeah.
That's about where I fall on as far as the ACC SEC debate.
We can give some
actual college playoff predictions here too.
We can.
I'm cool with that.
Tennessee loses in the horseshoe, definitely first round. So.
Ooh.
Horseshoe?
Yeah, 100%.
It's Ohio State.
Now this is personal. What do you feel about that?
Do you realize that you also will suck?
Your team is also going to be bad?
Wait, what did you say? You said we lose in the horseshoe first round?
Yeah.
All right, I will say that we may lose in the horseshoe first round, but my argument would be, God, we made it the first round.
You did.
Hey,
at least you showed up.
Are we doing predictions?
We
okay, we're going back.
Sorry,
no, we're going back.
Point. That was
nope,
point.
Nope.
That was
going back. All right. Yeah, So Alabama lost to a 6-6 Oklahoma team and a 6-6 Vandy team, and they deserved it over Miami. That's you agree with that. So you agree?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
For my argument I said earlier.
What?
That if they were to play each other, that Bama wins more times than Miami.
I'm still trying to, on what basis? Like, what basis?
I test.
Yeah, and what what does Alabama do better than Miami that's going to be
defense
to win the game?
Defense. They have a better defense than you guys.
And they have a good offense?
Huh?
They have a good offense?
They have a decent enough offense to
score 3 points against Oklahoma. They scored 3 points.
What the hell is an eye test? I need information.
Oh, no, no.
You get locked in and you're like, who did eye test? Eye test.
Well, he was arguing with me on this. Eye test just means if you watch the game, there is usually a visual component that tells you that this team just seems to be overpowering or better than this team. There may be some games they even lose that you're like, well, that team still looked like they dominated most of the game and they caught some unlucky breaks. That happens. Right?
So vibes.
Yeah, it's fucking Syracuse.
It's a little bit of vibes. It is a little bit of vibes. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like
I've heard this today in an opposite position.
Mm-hmm.
What was you saying earlier?
Oh, it's politics. It's different.
Oh, we can't trust
Well, we can get into numbers. Vibes. No. Numbers.
It's different when I'm personally
numbers line up for my argument too with the vibes. No, that's my point.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
My argument is all about numbers.
Points yours against is, Miami no. way more from ACC.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Teams lost from the SEC team. It's more than the ACC.
I gotta just keep going.
He does. He does have a point with what he's saying, though. It may not be correct, and it probably is not a reality that's going to happen. That's very true, but. He came out 9, right? Was it 9 wins?
10. We have 10 wins.
10 wins.
10 and 2.
2. That's good.
That is good.
These other SEC teams are 9 and 3.
And, you know, even if some of these might have been a little worse, I'm sure that Georgia also had some really bad people there.
Listen, Dakota, if we're going by that logic, I'm telling you, Montana State should be in right now. Okay? They went undefeated.
Did they play an SEC team?
Oh, it didn't matter, dude. We're just talking about records, dude.
That's what I'm trying to. Talking about records. I'm trying to give you numbers, and all you keep saying is if Miami played Alabama 10 times. Okay, I don't even get a sit. I'm done talking, dude.
Go ahead.
No. Finish what you want to say.
No, I'm just saying by your logic. I'll throw in Montana State because they're undefeated. Go ahead.
Listen, you upset him.
I did.
Why'd you do that?
Get a fucking sentence in. Holy shit.
Just can't handle the smoke, dude.
Holy shit.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I literally can't get a sentence in. You can't
handle these hot takes, bro.
I can't get a sentence in.
There you go.
I know.
Moderator, control this.
Okay. Tad, you better listen to me next time. He's right. You're a fucking loudmouth.
We're both loudmouths. We talked about this.
Yeah. You're knocking my stuff over.
All right. Go ahead. Is that okay?
I want you to.
You keep saying numbers. You keep saying numbers.
That the table's yours.
I think this should be about numbers, not if Miami played Alabama 10 times, which would never happen. Let's just talk about what literally happened this season. We lost by a combined 9 points to 2 teams that were decent teams away. Alabama lost 3 games this year by 2 6-6 teams. One was by 21 points in one game. So just that set right there. Like that's Miami should get in. That's the argument. That's a winning argument. That's all I got to say.
Keep the tone and pace at a good moderation. Do not exceed decibels. Be respectful. Do not get emotional. We will move forward. Thank you.
Both of their losses were away too. Of two of those.
Two of those.
They have a stronger strength of schedule.
They lost 3 games.
They did, but they have a stronger strength of schedule.
Bring it in also. We're going to talk of this.
Is that right?
It is.
By combined, how many points?
Hmm?
By
combined, how many points?
Like they lost again, those 3 games just, by.
We're rising again. We're rising again. Bring it because in.
I'm using facts.
It's so dumb.
Numbers.
If we're going to go back to by numbers. Point differential, the team you lost to beat a team that we beat by 41 points by only 7 points by that logic. That is your logic you're using here. Syracuse only beat that team by they only beat Syracuse only beat NC State by 7 points.
Okay.
And then they get shit pumped by us, 51-10. By your logic on numbers,
We see how much better the SEC is if that's the train of logic you want to go down. It doesn't matter. What matters is wins and losses. Because at the end of the day, it's who wins the game and who loses the game.
Then why would you say that? And then they said it matters that they only won by 7 and y'all beat them by 40.
I want to bring an attention.
And why'd you say wins and losses are the only thing that matters?
Because the point is that in the comparison of... Sorry, one more thing. Look, comparison
one more
of
thing,
ACC
Jackie.
To SEC. It goes back to my argument, man. The SEC has won more games, and we have one of our 5th to 6th best teams beating your team that is in the SEC title game. We win that game at their home turf, and we win more games. When the final result and the buzzer sounds, the SEC wins. That's just the point.
I'm arguing for Miami. Our SEC team, we beat the SEC team we played.
And
so that's
the 11th best SEC team.
So and we beat them.
Fail to beat theirs.
Wins and losses don't matter.
They won.
They won theirs. So
he's saying wins and losses don't matter.
Okay. When did I say that? We were 10 and 2. That's my whole argument. Is we're 10 and 2.
What's the record of SEC versus ACC teams? It's enormously
favored.
1-0.
Miami beat the one they played. 1-0.
What about the others?
I'm arguing for Miami. So
he's arguing. Yeah, you're arguing about beating the 11th best team out of 16.
That's the only one we played. Y'all struggled with them. I'm just saying, like, y'all still beat them.
And the point is we won.
Sure. Okay. And
the
we did, too.
We won. And the point is all the other SEC teams that played their SEC teams won. The only two that you have is Miami and Louisville.
Hey,
two teams that beat the worst
really
SEC
fast.
Teams.
Bring it back in.
They beat the worst SEC teams.
Crazy. All right.
Y'all barely beat Florida.
Barely.
Said. SEC team.
Coaching decisions is the reason. Coaching decisions are the reason they they didn't lose that game.
Florida's not a good SEC team.
No, I just want to make a final point about this. We beat them. I want to tie it up because I think you guys are just
running
in circles.
I do want to do predictions too. For real.
But no, that's fine.
We'll get past that.
We're gonna do that. Yeah. But I want
to. Are we
wrap
making a comment? If we make another comment by me, we're going back to the argument.
We might.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna
just
tie
get ready.
This box up nicely. All right. And this is what I gathered from it. Tad's side of the argument is saying that they bowled a perfect, like they bowled their score, and his team over here has bumpers up.
That's what I heard.
That's what I gathered.
What do
your
you mean?
Your team has bumpers bowling. You know what those are?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like is happening. With
I
this.
Don't know. We played one of their teams and beat them, so I don't know.
He's saying your argument is in order to bowl a good score like we did, you need the bumpers up.
I think that's crazy.
That's what I heard, and that's what I heard. So.
All right. I'm going to pull up the bracket. Move past it.
Try to make him do it again.
Now, I was rooting for you in the beginning. I really was. I said I was rooting for you.
Well, it's hard to know what's going on. Anything's going on when somebody's screaming.
I know. He's really bad about that. He's not a very good communicator.
Did I convince you?
No. It was the other things I put together. Also, he convinced me more by his statements than you did.
What was the result?
The result does not matter from the statement that was
results
being made.
Matter.
No. From my comment that
all
I
right,
just
here
made
we go.
About you.
Here we go, yeah. Playoffs.
Do not dodge what was said.
All right. I just wish, no, this. I'll say one thing. I'll say one more thing. I just wish if it was more of an argument, if you want to argue that the SEC is better than the rest of the conferences, you have an argument there. You didn't really argue for Alabama that much other than saying that if we played them 10 times, which never fucking happened.
I did
then
do
it would
a good job
different.
Wrapping
so that,
the box. It's spilling out in front of me. I did not keep it in the box.
That's all. You didn't really defend Alabama's loss to Oklahoma or their loss to Vandy or their loss to Georgia. But that's all I was saying.
Your defense for your team was they lost to two teams
by 9
on the
points
road.
On the road. Yes, on the road. 9 points on the road
to a lesser conference.
By your words,
marginally,
still lesser.
Marginally.
All right.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
Okay.
All right. So right now.
Are we really going to?
Maybe.
We'll try.
We'll try. Okay. All right. So right now we have Oregon as the 1 seed. Texas is the 2 seed. SMU the 3 seed. And the 4 seed would be Boise State. So that would be it.
Is Boise State still winning? Let's see.
Were they up? Yeah, check that. We got a last score on that one. Probably.
They were only winning by 7 earlier.
Mm-hmm. They played their games close.
21-0. They're going to win that.
Yeah. So Boise State should probably get them. Unless Clemson's upsets SMU by the time this is out, SMU would be the 3rd seed. So right now it has us at Ohio State
It has Arizona State at Penn State. It has Alabama at Notre Dame, and it has Indiana at Georgia. So if I was, we need to start first round. Let's just say it sits that way. Clemson could honestly be a wrench and beat SMU. Clemson's just that way.
SMU's good though.
SMU is good.
This article I just read said that they could still put Bama in over SMU.
Yeah, if they do, that just validates my argument even more.
I actually agree with him on that one. I actually do agree with you on that one. I don't think you should be penalized for your conference championship.
No.
Georgia, Indiana. So this would be a number 10 Indiana Hoosiers team at number 7 Georgia.
Do we even have to do predictions? I mean, I know Indiana's not good, though.
They're not, dude.
Okay.
I don't think Indiana's good either. Georgia probably wins that game by 14, but in Georgia fashion, though, they may play it close.
It's going to be at Georgia, right?
It is at Georgia.
They might beat them by 21. They really might.
All right, so we got Georgia for that one. That's good. Winner plays number 2 Texas on that one. Okay, so Alabama, Notre Dame.
It'll be a good game. I'm gonna pick Notre Dame.
Bama. I take Bama for that one. I don't disagree that Notre Dame could win that game.
I think it'll be close.
Listen, I'll retract a little bit on it. It just depends which Bama team shows up.
100%.
So, I'd still take Bama though. I think Bama wins that game.
Do you think Miami would beat Notre Dame?
Yeah. This is my
not out of 10 games.
Listen to this guy. Out of 10 games that would never happen.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I hate that he's right about something. He disgusts me.
We're gonna let points up whoever Miami plays this year. We did that all year. So, but we score points against anybody. Also, we score 40 points a game. I mean, like it's just it. Can the other person score 40? That's the whole.
Listen,
can Notre Dame score 40?
No, listen. I'll support you on this one. I would actually like to see Miami in over Bama if I was just speaking from like an entertainment value. Because one, fuck Bama, but two,
After last year, they got a golden ticket last year over Florida State that was undefeated. So,
no, okay, sorry, side tangent here. I agree with you. Florida State got fucked.
Definitely, it doesn't matter if your star quarterback got hurt or not.
You know who else got fucked though?
Who?
But because they lost that game, you know who would have won the national title last year?
Who?
Georgia. Georgia was the best team last year.
Bro, who'd they lose to? I don't even remember.
They lost to Bama in the SEC title. That's why they lost their spot. They had to justify the fact that Texas got in though, and that's why Bama got in. They had to justify Bama getting in and leaving out Florida State. The fact that Texas beat Bama to justify both of them getting in, that's why they had to put in Bama. And Bama lost to Michigan.
Was last year the year TCU and Baylor were both 11-1?
Year before last.
That was the year before last.
Because that is when TCU got.
That's when Ohio State jumped them both.
Hmm.
Ohio State jumped Baylor and TCU both 11-1.
But that was fair. See, that's the thing. That's what sucks. It's not perfect. If they played for Georgia, they probably did. If that is the facts. So TCU had a great year that year, and let's be honest. The two best teams that year was Ohio State, Georgia.
Yeah,
100%. You had the national title on New Year's Day the game before.
But this again isn't about the best team; it's about how you played your season.
No, I know. So your most deserving team last year, I felt Florida State did get fucked. But again, that's why I'm saying that eye test matters a little bit, because Florida State would have got put in; they'd have got shit pumped.
They would have, but they still deserve to be in. It's what you put out on the field.
I know. I get that. I lean towards that some ways, but I also counter towards the eye test a little bit for that reason. We all know Florida State would have got shit pumped.
Yeah, but you go undefeated in a Power 5 conference, you should get in. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I'm just saying it would have helped the argument if they'd at least put up more than, like, would they put up 3 points on Georgia? And Georgia put up, like, 50 on them?
Something like that.
It would have been better if they'd have just done better. I just wanted another Catholics versus Cons game. That would have been awesome.
That would have been really nice.
That would have been great. That would have been great for both brands. Yeah, there's an old Miami story where it's Miami versus Notre Dame, and they made these shirts called Catholics versus Convicts. And
at the time,
it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, Miami was pretty ruthless. Yeah, they just grabbed people wherever they could get them.
Hey, can you play football?
Oh yeah,
come to Miami.
No matter if you're in trouble or not.
No, we don't care. Now they just go to Georgia. so many problems. Anyway. I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame wins that game. I still favor Bama. I think the Bama team that should show up probably shows up for at least one game in this playoff.
See what they do with Milroe. They run him every time. They might win. If they try to make him throw, they're going to lose.
Y'all put up a lot of points on Notre Dame. Notre Dame doesn't have that. They give up a lot of points. They give up, what, 30-some to USC. USC wasn't that good.
No. But, I mean, see, we'd put up points against anybody, though. That's the thing. It's just if you're going to score more or not. You might score more.
All right. Arizona State, Penn State. I think that's an interesting game, actually.
Arizona State, Penn State.
It's at Penn State. I think Penn State wins it just because it's at Penn State. I don't think Penn State's a good team, though.
No, I don't either. Arizona State's not a good team, though, either.
They're not, but they're...
They won the conference.
They're feisty.
They won the conference, yeah.
They're feisty. It's a feisty team that could come in and wreck some shit. Kind of like TCU did Michigan that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Arizona State's got that vibe to them. What's their running back's name? Will you look him up for me just real quick? Arizona State running back.
Sorry, you've been disconnected.
Aw, damn it. Sorry, this is the less contentious part of the discussion.
Yeah. I'm okay with non-contention.
That's all right. What's that white boy's name? Yeah, Scataboo. Scataboo. Yeah, he's fiery.
Who?
Scataboo.
Oh, the quarterback?
Scataboo.
Fiery. What do you keep using that word? Like, what?
He's just he's entertaining running back. He's good at his job and he's fun to watch. Fiery.
Fiery.
All right. Tennessee, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Tennessee.
I think y'all could win that game for sure.
I think we can.
I think Ohio State will win, though.
It's tough that we're playing it at the horseshoe.
In the cold.
Yeah, and in the cold. But, man, I don't know. My hope is that after the Vanderbilt first quarter.
If y'all play like that, you'll lose.
No, 100%. Well, I'm just saying, I'm thinking after that, though, I think there's a little bit. I hope they carry over a fire under their ass. They're like, all right, we need to fucking show up. All right. If they show up, they'll beat them.
They can, yeah. Ohio State's just got the best roster money can buy. So they just got the most expensive roster.
They do, and they should be better than two losses, though. Crack me up, they lost to Michigan again.
It's crazy.
I loved it.
They tried to run the ball. And Michigan's got a good run defense. Like,
yeah. No. All Michigan can do is run defense and run the ball themselves. How do you lose to that?
Yep.
Yeah. Bad. All right, so let's move on then. Oh, let's go. I'll lean more towards Notre Dame on the Alabama game because I could see that one more, and I'll even lean more towards Ohio State since it's at home against Tennessee as much as I don't want to. So let's move on then to that. So Georgia plays Texas again. This will be the third time they played them. First off, SEC championship. Does Georgia beat them again, or does Texas take that one? Second time, round two.
I guess I think I would love to watch them in this next game. We'll see what happens.
See what happens. Yep. No prediction?
I really don't know. I think they're both. If Georgia plays like they did against Georgia Tech, they'll lose. Texas plays like they did. I mean, who Texas lose to? Is that their only loss?
That's their only loss, Georgia. At Texas.
Let's take Texas then.
Take Texas in the playoff or the SEC game?
Both.
Both. So you think Texas would see, I think the other one wins whichever other one. I think Georgia actually beats them in the SEC title, but if it was flipped in the playoff game, I would actually take Texas. I don't think they lose to them three times in a row. But you take Georgia in the playoff?
I'm going Texas.
Going Texas. I'll lean to Texas with you then. I'll lean to Texas because I don't think Georgia beats them three times. So we'll go Horns. Oh, yes. All right. So we got Texas in that one. So that would mean Notre Dame against SMU in this hypothetical. Who you got?
Man. Trying not to have any bias here. I haven't really seen SMU play anymore. I'd love to see this Clemson game. SMU-Clemson game, see what happens.
Sorry, I took that the way you didn't want me to take that.
I know. They have had an easier schedule than we have.
You heard it too.
They have. They've had an easier schedule than we've had. But let's see. BYU was a good...
Hey, a bunch of ACC teams.
Let's look at. We're going to get back into this, aren't we? Let's look at
all right, that's fine. Schedule. That's fine. I would actually take Notre Dame in that one.
I'd love to see this Clemson game.
Notre Dame's been playing pretty hot here lately. I mean, SMU's probably a good team, but I'll take Notre Dame.
I knew you would too.
Jacob?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be crucified?
It's fun. I really don't give a fuck, dude.
I'm so sorry.
For what?
Just your crucifixion.
He did it to save the world today. Save the world from all the struggle of being a Miami fan.
Somebody
an ACC.
They barely lost to BYU, but BYU is looking a lot worse now.
Yeah, they've kind of dropped a little bit. That was also early season.
Yeah. They did beat Louisville. Louisville's decent. They beat Duke. Duke has only lost 3 games this year.
Notre Dame did – well, again, I know early season. It's hard to tell. But later season showed to be a good team. Notre Dame beat – like I said, dude, I feel like they just had that flute game against Northern Illinois. Bad flute game to have.
Bad.
But horrible. One of the worst you can – but they beat A&M at A&M. They bullied our servicemen once again, who both have good years.
But that's
beat USC at USC, bullied them. They've beat the teams they played though by the margins they should beat them by. They've dominated.
I'll tell you what, I'm going SMU. But if you want to go Notre Dame, that's fine. I understand.
You'd roll with Notre Dame for this hypothetical.
Yeah, but I'm going to take SMU.
Okay,
I'm glad that it's fine that he takes it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll roll with some picks of like I could see that. I can lean more towards yours.
Looking to the Cal game. They held Cal.
So are you going to roll? Are you going to roll with Notre Dame for the hypothetical? On the consensus,
I think SMU would win that game.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. We'll roll with Notre Dame, though, on that. So, we got Penn State at Boise State. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Let's go Boise.
I like it. Let's go Boise.
Boise. I got a friend from Boise, too. Boise.
Oregon.
Potatoes. Oh,
Oregon, Ohio State, round 2.
Ohio State. I think so. Yeah. I think Oregon got lucky the first time. I think they're a little overrated. Barely beat Boise State.
So that would mean that Boise State would play, I think, Ohio State. Or no, do they do lowest seed plays highest seed?
I think they do that.
Lowest seed plays high. So that would mean that Ohio State.
Maybe, no, and I think they just stick in the brackets. Yeah, they just stick in the brackets.
Okay, so then that would mean that Boise State would play Ohio State, and that would mean that Notre Dame would play Texas.
Okay.
Texas beats Notre Dame.
Yeah, Texas, Ohio State.
Texas, Ohio State. Who wins it all?
I think Texas.
Texas.
Horns.
There you go. That's our prediction. That's our consensus prediction. Some picks may vary, but we'll lean towards ones where like we could see it more of than maybe the other way around. Because I'm with you. I could see Ohio State beating Tennessee more than I bet you could see Tennessee beating Ohio State.
A little bit.
I do too, especially at Ohio State. That's fine.
But I think SMU could beat Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I think.
But this gets interesting, though, if Clemson gets in.
Yes, but SMU should get in over Alabama.
I agree with that.
Should.
I agree with that. I stick up. No offense. I would stick up for SMU more than Miami on this one. Just because they made the conference title, and they shouldn't be punished for that.
We had a harder schedule than SMU did, but that's okay.
Wow.
I understand.
We had to get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Like,
we did.
Schedule.
Huh?
He probably did.
I'm just trolling.
Okay, yeah, you keep trolling.
All right. How much time are we at?
About an hour.
An hour, all right. That's probably a good wrap right there.
I think so. Before you go, I think I just had this idea. I think you should run through those top 12 of Dakota. Have Dakota guess who the mascots are for those 12
teams. All right, yeah, let's do that. I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to have to look up one of them.
Which one?
Indiana. The guys
I know what it is.
About?
I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
The mascots.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's all right. So who is the mascot for the University of Indiana?
Indiana.
What's their nickname and what is it?
It's a corn cob.
Okay, the corn cobs. Okay, we're going to go with, do you want to do one and I'll do one?
Of what?
Like we'll go back and forth.
Okay, you're doing Indiana? What's
I did Indiana. So Indiana is the Hoosiers.
A
Hoosier is an official nickname for people of Indiana. It's used to describe someone who is friendly, neighborly, and content with Indiana's way of life.
So corn cobs.
Pretty much, yes.
Sorry, guys.
Jacob, go ahead.
Okay.
I love corn.
SMU. What SMU. Is their mascot?
SMU. Can I have more than SMU? Yeah.
What is this?
It's Southern Methodist University, and it's in Texas.
Cross. Jesus.
No, I'll give you another guess here, though.
Okay.
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
An animal.
Texas.
Texas animal.
get
my armadillo.
No. I love these. It is a Mustang.
Mustang. Okay, yep. Okay. I could see that.
All right. Oh, he might get this one. I'll give you a better chance on this one. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. I think that's a dog. That's the first thing that comes to my head. I don't know what that is. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. So it's that Disney movie, The Hunchback. Hunchback. What was his name?
What is the Hunchback?
Yeah, Quasimodo.
So they are the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh, okay.
For Catholic Irish roots.
I wouldn't have guessed that ever.
Okay, we're going to go, I think you might know this one, Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, no, no.
Be close to your last guess.
Close to my last guess?
It was close. Yeah.
God, what did I even say? I don't even know anymore.
You just remember it was Quasimodo. I just lost
on that. That's all I was thinking about was how cool that song was. So I said, what did I say? It was a dog, a bulldog.
Good job!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah!
All right, good job. All right, so let's do... Oh, he might get this one because we kind of may have alluded to it. What's Texas?
That's a Longhorn, I guess.
Yeah. Good job! He's got like, two. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. Playoff team, what's Miami Hurricanes?
Yeah!
Playoff teams only.
All right.
Here, I'll give you my list.
Let's go Penn State.
Penn State.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yep.
Penn State. Pennsylvania.
I'll give you a hint. It's Pennsylvania. It's two words. I actually don't know what the first
I don't either. Means,
to be honest with you.
If you get the second word,
you
know, rather.
All right, you can give it to us here in a minute.
Penn
It's an State. Animal.
Badger of sorts. I don't know.
It's a Nittany Lion.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. I'll have to see a picture.
What is the Nittany?
I didn't know that. I know it was the Nittany Lions. I didn't know.
I'm guessing it's some sort of mountain lion or something. Like, is that what that is?
I don't know what Nittany means.
Honestly, that's probably not a bad guess right there. I want to look it up.
I don't know what a Nittany is. We can get a picture, too.
That's the first one that comes up.
That's Single Mountain.
It's a mountain lion. Cougar, oh, okay. Puma, panther.
Nittany.
The name Nittany comes from Mount Nittany, a landmark near the university campus.
Mountain lion of that mountain.
Of that mountain.
Okay.
All right. I like it. The more you know. All right.
More you know.
Oregon.
Oregon. The Oregon Trail. That was a terrible game.
Another animal.
Another animal. I already said armadillo. Oregon, some sort of muskratty kind of thing.
You're close.
It's a rodent. It has to be a rodent.
Oh, I'm yeah, sure. You're so close.
Tip of your tongue.
Rodent. Let's see. Western rodent. A muskratty thing. A wolverine. No. Who is this? Oregon. Because Oregon's got some weird desert out there, don't they?
I think it's a lot of trees.
Is it
rains a lot in Oregon.
It's the one right further above up. California, below but Washington.
It doesn't touch any of the like Nevada area, does it?
Maybe right. Like the top left tip. I think they're more forested.
Okay, so it's more the big boy trees.
Mm-hmm. Big boy trees. So, your big boy trees and rodents.
Big boy tree and rodent. I don't know. Some sort of coon or something. Do we got? I don't know.
Give
I
me really official. Just give me an official
I'm
guess.
Gonna say one. It's just gonna see. I don't know. I want it to be some rust.
Just say some, like the Oregon blanks.
The Oregon. I'm just going to say muskrat because I don't know.
The Oregon muskrats. You were close. It's the Oregon ducks.
Okay. That's a little quacky, but.
Dude, probably best uniforms, though, in the game.
Ducks?
So, Oregon is right next to where Nike's headquarters are, so they get all of the first dibs at,
is
like...
Is there a lot of lakes in Oregon?
I think so.
Probably, yeah.
A lot of water. It's forests, watery kind of
Oregon.
Area. I would love to go there. I've never been there.
All right, Dakota, if you get this one, then I will shake your hand for sure.
Like, I need that, but okay.
You do. Arizona State.
Arizona State.
desert.
I mean, I already said armadillo. Are we in the armadillo thing?
No,
again?
No. I'll give him a, this is a good hint. Hot.
Hot.
Okay. It's a good hint. Hot.
Yeah. No, be, it's hot there.
Not an animal.
Yeah, not an animal. Hot.
Arizona suns.
You know what?
You got one more word.
Yeah, you got the first one right.
Sun
still hot. Another hot word. Arizona. Something else hot.
Satan. Devils.
Yeah. Good job. Okay. Arizona Sun Devils.
Yep.
Very Sun good. Devils?
Yeah, they're the Sun Devils.
What? What? Okay.
Proud of you. All right. Boise State.
Divine intervention. Boise State. But a potato. No, I'm just kidding.
Good guess. Also an animal, though.
Yeah, okay. Animal, Boise State. I don't know what kind of stuff's there. They're near the mountains there, too, I think some. It's kind of valley-y.
Mm-hmm.
Is it some sort of stag or deer or something?
Mm, on the right track.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A elk?
No.
No.
Yeah, you're getting away now.
Bronco.
Bronco.
Boise State Broncos. Stupid. Sorry, teams I thought that was your official
horses.
Guess. My bad.
No, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
We've got.
I didn't get it.
All right, we've got two more.
Two more?
I wouldn't have guessed another horse.
It's,
to be honest.
It's our
okay,
game.
Yeah. Ohio State.
Ohio. Gosh.
I don't think you'll get that one.
No.
No. Ohio.
I'll give you a handshake if you get that
one.
It's
a good candy. I'll give you that.
No, it's a good candy.
Good candy. Carmelo. Yeah. I like those.
The nickname of the state. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, it's a nickname of the state. Yeah.
And it's a candy.
I'm
it's
not
candy.
Sure that I know what a payday.
Yeah,
no. I have no idea.
The Ohio candy. State, just throw one out there.
Taffy.
Ohio State. Close. The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Buckeyes. Oh, yeah. Those things I had the other day.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're the Buckeye State.
Buckeye.
All right.
Also,
last one.
A Buckeye is totally a nut also. Are you
it
sure?
Is. It's a nut.
It's not named after the nut?
It's named after
yeah,
the nut.
Yeah, it's named after the nut.
It's named after the nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, candy throw you off too much?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. It's all good. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Tennessee.
Well, that's that hound dog.
Well, that's the mascot.
Yeah,
that's not the nickname. Now that's the mascot.
The nickname. I mean, we're the
blue tick hound to be exact.
We're the volunteer state.
Yep, that's there you go.
Are we?
Yeah, the volunteers.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, boy.
Yep.
There we go.
That was too easy.
Hey, you got some of those though.
Yeah, you did.
You got Texas. You got Tennessee.
Well,
you got Arizona. Oh wait, no, we did miss one.
What?
A. Last one.
Arkansas?
No.
Oh. Alabama?
Alabama.
Fuck Alabama.
Oh, my God. Oh. Incest. No, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Kind of odd one. That's a hard. That'd be a hard one, too.
Alabama. Yeah. Is this an animal?
No.
So their mascot's an animal, but their nickname isn't an animal.
Is that them?
That's half of it. You got the last half. We'll give them the last half. They're the tide.
What kind of tide?
What kind of tide?
High tide. Do they get high tide down there? No. Roll tide. I don't know. I don't get that.
It's a color.
I mean, they're red, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
It's a type of red. We're giving you some clues here.
All eyes are on you.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. I'm really searching it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get it right. I don't understand what this has to do with tide.
I don't know if anyone does.
Yeah.
I'll kind of explain it.
Do they?
Huh?
Do they?
Well, it's just like a bunch of that.
Well, yeah.
A tide of that color.
I know, but why that color? Just because it's their color?
I guess. I don't know where the origin of the color came from.
Is it a maroon? Maroon tide? No.
Close-ish.
I don't really know colors of red too much.
I give up.
Hold on. I'm looking for divine intervention.
Right. You got Sun Devils, dude. I'm proud of you for that one.
Matt's over here helping.
I still don't know it. Charades are not very good right now. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a C.
Color red that starts with a C.
Color red that starts with a C. Color red that starts with a C. Color red. Color red. I don't know.
It's a coral tide.
Coral tide?
Yeah, it's a coral tide, dude.
Struggling with that.
Never get that.
No, I wouldn't have. So, like, they barely have any kind of, like, coastal front down there.
They do. I don't know why they would even go with that.
What's going on? Where'd you guys get that?
It's not that. It's the Crimson Tide.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
So, they're the Crimson Tide. Their color's crimson, and their mascot's an elephant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know where the elephant comes, but... Roll Tide.
Republicans.
No, I'm sorry. I take that back.
It was Roll Tide. It's from Irwin.
Yeah, red for Republicans. Deep red state.
It's got to be.
All right. That was
good. I would have never guessed that.
No, it was
elephant?
Fun. Elephant? I know. An elephant.
Crimson Tide?
Yep.
Is that it? They just like, I like red.
Yep. I like red.
I like red.
And my sister.
And fuck Auburn.
Fuck Auburn. Dude. That one doesn't make sense to me. They're the Tigers, but they're War Eagles.
Yeah.
Pick an animal.
I know. It's a come on, man.
I have the spirit of a war eagle, but my body is of a tiger.
It is. It sounds very native when you put it that way.
Yeah. Trying to help out whoever that is.
All right. We'll wrap up. Good episode, boys. Yeah. All right. See you next time.
See you.